Holding the Gemara Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, the bottom, three lines from the bottom. So we had the Mishnah, in the middle of the Amud, the Mishnah said, Kodesh Mavala Shmila Oznoi is Yotza. That was Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And there was a whole need in the Gemara of Yotza means B'dieved, or Yotza means L'chadchila, and the Lashon of Yotza is only the Chiddush of the next Tana, of Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says Lo Yotza. So Lo Yotza, we want to say even B'dieved, not Yotza. But really Rabbi Yehuda Tanakama holds Yotza even L'chadchila. There was a whole need in this Gemara how to learn up the next Mishnayis, the Mishnah Legabe Cheresh Hamedabe Veina Shemea, that is not allowed to be Torim, and if in Torim Shemosa Truma, that it's Chal B'dieved, who's that like, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Mishnah Legabe Birchas Hamozon, and that was the need in how to learn up the three sugyas. Now the Gemara continues as follows. Tanan Hosom, another Mishnah. Hakol Ksheirim Likas HaMegillah Chutz Micheresh Shoyt V'Kotun. Everyone is kosher to read a Megillah means to be moitzi someone else. Chutz mi chereshoit v'kotten. Chereshoit v'kotten are excluded from being moitzi others. Rabbi Yehuda machsher v'kotten. Rabbi Yehuda says a kotten is allowed to be moitzi someone else. So zok the mother man tana. Who is the tana that says cheresh dieved nami loy? It says in the mission over here that a cheresh is even be dieved not. Rabbi Yehuda's point is machshir bekotin, but a cheresh is excluded. Cheresh that's shemei v'ena medabe is totally excluded, even b'dieved not. Meaning hakok sheir chutz ikos megila chutz mi cheresh shayt bekotin. Chutz means even b'dieved not. Rabbi Yehuda's point machshir bekotin. We'll see toys in a second. What kind of cotton? Balk upon him, a cheresh is totally excluded, even b'dieved not. So who is it light? Zok the Gemara Omer Av Masna Rabbi Yosi. It's Rabbi Yosi. Why? The Tanan, the B'yosi in our Mishnah says, HaKoyresh Mavala Yishmila Oznoi Yotza Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That you Yotza, Mashenka Rabbi Yosi Oymer, Lo Yotza. Rabbi Yosi says you're not Yotza, even B'dieved you're not Yotza. So that's the Tanan that says over here, just like by Kriyashma, Eina Shemea is not Yotza, even B'dieved, so too by Cheresh, to be Moitzi others, you're not Yotza, even B'dieved. Now, before the Gemara's Kasha, we'll just see Tosis. Tosis right away has a Kasha, that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir b'kotten. Why is cotton excluded? What kind of cotton are we talking about? We're talking about be'ezu cotton ma'iri. If cotton shlo yegiya l'chinuch, if we're talking about a cotton that's before 9-10, ha'amrinu mefer gru bezdin, shkol she'en b'chui b'dove, ein ha'moitzi sarabim. He can't be moitzi others. He's not b'chui b'dove. How can he be moitzi godl? U'mai tamid Rabbi Yehuda machshir. How could it be machshir? V'i begi alechinuch, if he's talking about that he's 9-10, so my time, I, the Rabbonon to Asri, Rabbonon over there say that he's excluded. What's the pshat? Hare kiyas megillah de Rabbonon. V'amrinon, kotne shigi alechinuch mid Rabbonon, ke godl upoite de Rabbonon. So one Rabbonon could be moitzi another Rabbonon. So the Rabbin Megillah says, because really, the fact that a cotton that's a gear lechinuch is not his mitzvah; it's his father's mitzvah. So it's not his mitzvah. That's why he can't be moitzi others. That's how the Rana answers this kasha. But a kapron tells says, "What are we talking about? The cotton moitzi of shloy ochal el kazayis and rabbanon. We see a cotton is moitzi his father that only ate kazayis because we're makpid kedei sviya, more kebeya. But a cotton that's only his father only ate kazayis which is one rabbanon. A cotton the rabbanon can be moitzi his father. So what are we talking about? V'yesh loy mazak tesis. Shiny birch zamozen, shichumri yeselta, yoyse midai reise. Meaning, by the reason why by birch zamozen, you moitzi, because betzim it's a chumra, uve kal niftar mi menu. Because really, you can be moitzi, someone, a cotton can be moitzi, because this whole, it's only a chumra, this whole thing of being machman and kuzvei sviya. Vehem ichmir alatzim, oikum zayis akabeya. Inami, another teretz, hosom leka bekotten elechad rabbonon. Over there, it's only the rabbonon. The marish akotten ochakadei sviya, lekach osi the rabbonon, moitzi the rabbonon. The father is one the rabbonon, he is one the rabbonon, so he's moitzi. Aval hocha de gabekotten ikatati the rabbonon. There's two the rabbonons here. Da megillah the rabbonon, that's one, vakotten the rabbonon. Eni ochel hoitzi echad leka elechad rabbonon. The etzem mitzvah the rabbonon, and the kotten the rabbonon, then he can be moitzi only by one the rabbonon. Now, Rabbi Kivega has a kasha that what do you need bichlal to be moitzi? The halacha is that you moitzi chavero even if you didn't eat at all in birchas hamazon because of din arvus. If I didn't eat, I should be able to moitzi someone else. So why should I be nafkamina what I ate? What's in the geya? The achronim answer this kasha, Shmuel Rozovsky, others, and they say that the holding of arvus doesn't apply by a cotton. Arvus is applicable to a godl, so then even if you didn't eat, you could be moitzi. But a cotton that's not in the parish of arvus, so mela, it would taka need to have a sugya of kidei, what he ate, kidei sviya, not kidei sviya, etc., etc. Al kaponim, cherish, it says clearly that a cherish even be the eved not. Now, the reason why cheres is different, why is a cheres totally excluded? Because since a cheres, his kriya is not a kriya shel mitzvah, so merely he can't be moitzi someone in the ma'isa mitzvah. Others say because since a cheres doesn't hear, so it's not called a shem dibur. His dibur is not a shem dibur, he doesn't hear at all, so it's not called a shem dibur, and that's why it's the Eved Namiloi. Al Kaparim, the Gemara wanted to say, it's Rabbi Yoisi in our Mishnah that says that Kriyashma Yina Yoisi even with the Eved, if you're not Shemeah. Why do you want to say that this is like Rabbi Yoisi and even with the Eved not? Dilma, Taftes Vova Medbeis, Dilma Rabbi Yehudihi, Ulechat Chiluhu Deloi, Hodi Eved Chapidomi. Maybe this din of is and it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says so. Because Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, which means b'di'eved, we're going now that it means b'di'eved al chatchila. And that's in the Mishnah over here, that b'di'eved, they can only be mighty b'di'eved. Now the Gemara is right, we're going to ask later, it says in the Sefer of Rabbi Yehuda Machshav B'Kotan, so how can you say it's talking about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana that argues on this Reisha. But on Kaparim, the Gemara is right now, his Kasha is, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Right. Chut Mecher Shot V'Kotan Mil Chathila they can't, but B'di Eved they could. And that's Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Kurishma V'Lishmi L'Ozno Yotso, which means B'di Eved. Now the Gemara is soon going to ask Rabbi Yehuda Machshav B'Kotan, so how could you say it's Rabbi Yehuda? But on Kaparim, meanwhile, we're asking, maybe Cher Shot V'Kotan is a and that's a beauty by Kriyashma. Why? The Ketani Cheresh do me the Shoyta. We compare Cheresh to Shoyta. Cotton. Ma Shoyta, the Cotton, the Evan Namiloi, a cotton is totally excluded. So, Av Cheresh, the Evan Namiloi, it can't be that it's the Chatchila Dikdim, but the Evan Yoytza. What's the raya? What are you comparing? Cheresh, shoyte, v'kot, they all have to be the same din? No. V'dilma ha'kadisa v'kadisa. Meaning a cheresh is moitzi b'di'eved, and a shoyte v'kot is not. And the Mishnah by cheresh is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because that we find Rabbi Yehuda talking about a cheresh by Kriyashma. He's in a shemeh. Zog the Gemara, umi motzis l'ukmis k'Rabbi Yehuda. Could you spell a vek? It's like Rabbi Yehuda. Vomeriktoni seifa. This is the question we asked before. How could you say that the Mishnah in Megillah is Rabbi Yehuda? Vomeriktoni seifa. Rabbi Yehuda machshe bekotton, which says Rabbi Yehuda is excluding cotton that it's kosher. Michlal de reisha lav Rabbi Yehuda. So we see it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Zogmo no. What's the raya? V'dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda. It's taka old Rabbi Yehuda over there. V'trei gavne cotton, and it's two types of cotton. Chesu mechza vochketoni. Hakol ksherin liksa Megillah. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah. Chutz micheir shoyt v'cotton. What kind of cotton are we talking about over there? Meaning that you're not yoitza lechatchila to be moitzi, but b'diavad you could. But medvamun b'cotton shloi gyal lechinuch. He's under nine. Aval cotton shloi gyal lechinuch. Then afil lechatchila kosher. Meaning that we're learning up the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah is the lechatchila dikedin. Cheresh shloit v'cotton are excluded. By loy gyal lechinuch. And b'diavad it's good. Aval cheresh. Aval cotton shloi gyal lechinuch. But if cotton shloi gyal lechinuch, if he's 9-10, then afil lechatchila kosher, and that's a mesefer. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. She Rabbi Yehuda machshe b'cotton even lechatchila. That's how we want to learn up now the Mishnah Megillah. Zog the Gemara. There's two types of cottons. The reisha over there in the Megillah is talking about that you only yoitz be the eved according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's Rabbi Yehuda in Kriyashma. And the sefer of in the Mishnah Megillah is even lechatchila, and that's according to Rabbi Yehuda that a cotton shegiel lechinuch. B'mayu kimtik Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're saying a dishlav. That the Mishnah in Megillah is according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'di'eved in lechatchila loy, and that's the Mishnah in Kriyashma, that yotza means only b'di'eved. Eloho de toni Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Oh, this is the same Gemara like we had yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem, the Braisa that says Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi says, cheresh hamedabe v'en shemeya, if a cheresh does not hear, toirem lechatchila. It says even lechatchila, a cheresh can do ma'isa truma. So mani, that's like neither. Loi Rabbi Yehuda, loi Rabbi Yosi. Because we just finished saying Rabbi Yehuda is a b'di'eved kedin. I Rabbi Yehuda, we said d'eved in lechatchila loy, it's only b'di'eved. V'i Rabbi Yosi, d'eved nami loy. Rabbi Yosi says even b'di'eved you're not yoitza. So who's that like? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, v'afil lechatchila nami. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah by Kriyashma holds that even lechatchila is good. And that's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. That says that Torah lechatchila. If that's the case, I'll ask you a question from Birch Samozin. It says the Chatchila. Without hearing, so to be the evidikidin. So again, who's that like? Why? We just said Rabbi Yehuda holds even Chatchila, it's good. Rabbi Yehuda says even the evid not. For sure by the Raisa. That's in Ferish and the Mishnah. By Kriyashma. The afilu lechatchila, meaning le'olam, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, and even lechatchila nami, yitakbi yoytze lechatchila. So we said over here that it's a b'di'evet kedin. The loikasha depends. It's two Rabbi Yehudas. Hodi day v'hodi rabbi. Does Rabbi Yehuda alib da'atzman alib da'rabbi? The Tanya. Om Rabbi Yehuda mishum belozem benazayir. That's b'shem rabbi. Hakoyresh ma tzorch shiashmi ala oznoi. Meaning. When you kore shma, you have to mashmiya lo oznoi. That's the lechatchila dikadin shenemar shma Yisrael. Oh, that means you have to be moitzi. You have to have here shma Yisrael. Oma loy rameyer. So meyer now is another tana that argues. Harei oy ma asher noichim etzav chayim alav vecho, which is mashma that you don't have to hear even lechatchila. Acha kavon asalev heine nadvorim. So we're answering the two mishnayos that the beauty is oylem afilat chatchila, but it depends. The day and the rabbi. The rabbi holds, the rabbi holds that it's only with the Avedikadin. So, now that you established the Izzy Remeya, Sahashad Osalahochi, Safila Temer Rabbi Yudhik Rabbi Svila Rabbi Yudhik himself holds like rabbi, the whole din is only with the Aved. The Loikasha, Hogab Yudhik Remeya, we have another Tana that says, Alavavecho, Achshanochim Tzavcha Yom Alavavecho, that Heine Nadvogim, the Achkavonis Halev, is the Ikkaz, even Chatchila, you don't have to hear her. The reason why Megillah is different is because it's besumenisa dikadin. So you have to be mashmila oznoi as besumenisa. This is how the Gemara wants to say now that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the Gemara as follows. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav Shila. Halocha k'Rabbi Yehuda sh'omer mishum ablozer ben Azariah. That means that it's a b'di'evet dekadin b'shem ablozer ben Azariah, that hakor yishma v'lo yishmi'a lo oznoi, it's yoytze b'di'evet. Because tzor sh'yashmi'a lo oznoi l'chatchila. V'halocha k'Rabbi Yehuda. And halocha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that what? That you have to, same thing, that you have to mashmi'a lo oznoi l'chatchila, b'kri yishma. Zog di gomor, yeah, but you have it, it's good. Utsricha. You need both members. Diash min aloch k'Rabbi Yehuda. That l'chatchila you have to mashmir l'oznoi. Hava mina afil l'chatchila. You would say that even l'chatchila, komash melon, that no. Haloch k'Rabbi Yehuda, sh'omar, mishumar b'loz menzayim. Meaning, the member of Rabbi Yehuda that says, kiyash ma yoyotza, that you would say that it's even l'chatchila yoyotza. That Rabbi Yehuda also agrees it's only b'di'evet kedin. That it's a b'di'evet kedin. Have a mina tzoch ve'en l'takona. That you're not even yoytze b'di'evet. Zok Rashi ve'en l'takona afilu b'di'evet. Komash v'lo aloch Rabbi Yehuda that kiyash ma yoytze and yitake yoytze b'di'evet. So you need both members to say lafuki one another that yitake yoytze b'di'evet. Now there's a nidin in the achronim. What is this din of stam? The whole din of lashmir la'oznoi. Negate the whole sugya. Is it a shear in decimals, in voice decimals, that you have to be able to hear a certain pitch, and that's lashmir la'oznoi? Or pshat is the shear be'etzim, meaning nafkamina, if it's, let's say, very noisy outside. You're standing in shul and they're doing construction right outside your window. So now lashmir la'oznoi suddenly changes decimals. It's a shear in lashmir la'oznoi normal, or pshat is negate to every individual. Lashmir la'oznoi is a big nidin if you have a person that has earplugs or a chazan that's dabbing for home but he can't hear. Many nafkaminas, what's the shear in lashmir la'oznoi? Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef, machloikas b'kiyashma. This whole sugya is a machloikas in kiyashma. Aval b'shar mitzvahs, divrei hakoy lo yotza. Other mitzvahs, you have to hear. We'll see soon b'chas hamazon. But we're saying this whole machloikas is now by kiyashma. Why? D'chsev, haskes u'shma Yisrael. All mitzvahs, you have to hear. It says u'shma Yisrael. That's going on all mitzvahs. End of the pasuk. So we see clearly even other mitzvahs, yoytza. So Gemara, itma hochi itma. Om Rabbi Yosef, machlokes b'kriyashma, the machlokes gufa is by kriyashma d'ksiv, shma yisrol. Ave b'shar mitzvah, di behakol yotzen, yitaki yotzen, like we see by b'chsamozen. Ay, v'oksiv haschis u'shma, which is mashma, u'shma yisrol, that all mitzvahs you also have to hear. Hahu b'divetar ksiv. By divetar, it is a special halacha, like Rashi says, b'divetar ksiv, that you have to hear. Hahu haskes ushma b'divetar ksiv k'daminu fekaroya kit tu atz mecham al divetara. You have to mutcha, you have to horror, you have to hear. That means hearing. You have to hear what you're saying. And that's pshat taka in the shittas that say that you only make a bracha on dibur in divetara. You don't make a bracha on hearer, because the ikka is the hearing in this side of the Gemara. And here taka not, the mechaba holds like that. They're going to argue in Biagram in Memzayin. He says that Vegiso, the ik is belayv taka. Talk upon him, this is the tzad of Bedivitarik Siv is Haskes Ushma. Zok the Gemara, Koravaloi Diktik Boisi Yosel. The next din in the Mishnah was that if you're not articulate, if you mumbled jumbled, if you did not pronunciate the words correctly, then you're not Yotze. We had a machloikas actually, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Koravaloi Diktik Boisi Yosel, Rabbi Yosef says Yotze, Rabbi Yehuda says Lo Yotze. Zok the Gemara, Omrev Tevi, Omrev Yeshia, Haloche, Kedivre Shneim Lohokel. Kedivre Shneim Lohokel. What does that mean? Zok Rashi. Haloche, Rabbi Yehuda, the Loi Boy, Shmia. That's the Resha. Haloche, Rabbi Yehuda, don't have to hear. But Haloche, Rabbi Yosef, the Loi Boy, Dikduk. That Dikduk Boy says, Yotso, Veloi Dikduk. Zok the Gemara, Omrev Tevi, Omrev Yeshia. My Dixiv, what's Pshat in the Posik? Sholish, Heino, Loitis Beeno, Posik and Mishle. Sha'oil. So Shol v'oitzerechem, zog Rashi, posku b'sefer Mishle, sholosh heine loitis be'eno. Zog the Gemara, v'chimayin shoyl eitzel rechem. What's the connection between the shoyl, which is Misa, the earth, and eitzel rechem, rechem of Anisha? El aloy melcho, ma rechem machnis u'moitzi. So first the posuk says, loitis be'eno. Then we never satisfied. There's always enough room in the earth for bodies, for niftorim. And there's always room in the isha and the rechem for bias. Zog the Gemara, ma rechem machnis u'moitzi, just like the rechem is machnis, the zera, and it's moitzi of lad, af she'ol machnis, it's machnis, the people that are niftorim, u'moitzi lost his lover for trias ha'meisim. V'aloi dvarom kal v'choyim hu, u'ma rechem she'machnisim boi b'chashoi, ma'isi b'yiz b'chashoi, u'moitzi m'men b'koyle koylis, the koyle koylis, the simcha mazal tov when the baby comes out, she'ol, she'machnisim boi b'koyle koylis, there's levaya, there's koyle koylis, there's despedim, there's p'chias, and it didn't shemoyitz men be koyle koyles. It's going to be koyle koyles of simcha loss and love by trias amazim. Mikan tshuva lo oimri men trias amazim in atayra. This is a tshuva. This kavul choyma is a tshuva that ain't trias amazim in atayra. Zog di gemara. Toni rabbi oishia kamei de rove. Uch saftem. It says in the posik uch saftem hakol b'ksav. That means everything has to be written in the parasha of tefillin and kriyashma. Afilu tzavois, even that commandment, ukshartem. Maybe you have to do it, but you have to write the word ukshartem. Even the tzivui, omelei, the omelech mani, who's this like? Rabbi Yehudi, the omeg abis soita, it says by the parsha of soita that you moichik the shem. You moichik the parsha and you make her drink the parsha soita. You moichik it. Olois koisev, you write the kos of kol olos eile, meaning the klol itself. Tzavois and the koisev, you don't write the vishbia. You don't write vishbia, you saw? That's the tzivui. Zog Gemara, the reason is v'chosav v'dichsev v'chosav es ha'oilech. Don't say v'chosavtem. It says v'chosav. Chosav es ha'oilech. Avaloch d'chsev v'chosavtem. So afilu tzavoyz nami. V'chosavtem is marbe even a tzavoyz. Zog Gemara, otu taimed Rabbi Yehuda b'shem d'chsev v'chosav. That's not the reason why you only write the olos. Taimed Rabbi Yehuda b'shem d'chsev olos. It says clearly in the pasuk v'chosav es ha'olos. That's the reason why you write the olos. Not because of a diik in v'chosavtem and v'chosav. Shteit perish olos. So olos in tzavoyz loy. So Gemara, itzich sagdat chamini. You might think de'elif k'siv k'siv v'chosav. Maybe compare it to ukshartem. Ma hosom. Forget, maybe learn ukshartem from tzoyta. Ma hosom olos in tzavoyz loy. You don't write the tzavoyz. You don't write v'yishbiya oisoy. Avochanami tzavoyz loy. And you don't write ukshartem uchsavtem. Because rachmanu uchsavtem afilu tzavoyz. You can't be medak from the etzim fact that it says olos over here, over there, and not over here. And that's why we're here to write everything. No, maybe you learn one from another. On that you need a limud uchsavtem that afilu tzavoyz you write. Zog the Gemara. Tony Rabbi Vadya, Kamei de Rove, Vili Maritem, the Lashon of Tam, Shelemutcha Tam. It should be complete, without any mistakes, very clear. Sheyitin Revach Ben Advekim. You have to make a space between the Dvekim. Space, we'll see some what those are. Oni Rove Basrei Kagoin, Al Levavecha. It shouldn't sound like one word, Al Levavecha. The Lamed should not be stretched. Al Levavchem, space in between. Bechol Levavcha, Bechol Levavchem. Esev Besotcha. Even though one is a vase and one is a base, one is Gofa, but you might mix it up. You might bake both of them vase or base. Vavaretem Mehero. Hakonof Psil. Again, here it's a fey and a pay. But again, you have to be Revach Ben Dvekim in case you make both of them Gofa. Eschem Meeretz. Mem and Mem. Toysis over here brings another few examples. Of Alphas Moisif Kagoin V'chora Af. Even though it's not a Mem and a Mem, but it's a Hey and a Aleph. You want it to, you don't want it to read Dim Lo Yitin Revach as Nira Kamoi V'choraf. V'choraf. V'chein Moisif V'isem Oisoi. The Mem and Aleph. V'schartem Es. V'asisem Es. Shetzok Litin Revach B'mem Shebesoi. Oh. We have to be very careful about this. Shetzok Revach B'mem Shebesoi V'tevel Aleph. Shebetchilas Tevel Shachel. You have to pronounce the Zayin. Shall tizkeru. Shall yishma sin. Leman sheyie elon uschar. It shouldn't sound like uschartem that you do the mitzvahs in order to have schar. We don't do the mitzvahs in order to make kabel pras, in order to get schar. Now, the Teis is a pillar because Teis is giving a reason why you have to say uschartem. Leman tizkeru. Why? So it shouldn't sound like uschartem, like you're doing it for tiskeru, for schar. You don't need a reason. Let's say the reason is in order to get pras. But over here, the Torah is telling us, leman tiskeru. The Torah is telling us to remember. So what's the difference that it sounds like, that the reason why you can't say it was a sin, because we don't do it for pras. Let's say you're supposed to do mitzvahs for pras. But over here, the Torah is telling us, it was a zayin. That's the reason why I have to say it. What do you have to give a reason? What do you have to give a reason? Now, so let's finish the last Gemara. Now, this din that we just finished saying, that you have to be Revach Ben Advekim, the reason is not because you're missing a word, you're missing a letter. It's because you're not medactic by Yisrael. It's a different nafkamina. It's a major nafkamina. Because the halacha we just passed before, halacha divish name lo akel, that means loy diktik by Yisrael yotza, like Rabbi Yossi, and loy shmiel ozna, like Rabbi Yudah yotza. So if the vart is mehilchas loy diktik, so be diavad yotza, because you pass like Rabbi Yossi. But if the din is because of chaseiras, then you would not be yotza at all. So Rav Moshe and Chuvas in Chelek Hesim and Dalet says that this din is a din diktuk, it's not a din chaseiras. If it's a din chaseiras, if you're missing the chogafi, the chogaf, so then it would not be yoytzim b'di'evet. But you're yoytzim b'di'evet because the halacha is like a b'yoytzim, like diktik b'yoytzim yourself. Let's finish the last Gemara. Sokti Gemara, Omer Abchame, Barab Chanina, Kolakoy, Kirishma, Medakti b'yoytzim yourself, Metzanon le Gehenim, they cool off his Gehenim. Shenema, Beferesh, Shok, Shaddai, Melochim, Bo, Teshalik, B'tzalmoin. I'll take a Beferesh, Ela Beferesh, meaning be Mefarish clearly. I'll take a B'tzalmoin, Ela B'tzalmoves, meaning Gehenim, Tzalmoves. The Meshabura brings, B'shem, the Maria Abuav, Beis Yosef, that when a person is Medakti B'yosef, he warms up his body. That being Mechamim, his body, they're saying it correctly, that Gufa is Mechamim. Is Gufa is Mitzanin is Mitzanin Gehenim. Others say because Kriyashma is connected Ramach. So every Aver you have a special Gufa, so Melech Mitzanin Gehenim because you have that special Skula that you said Kriyashma correctly. We'll stop over here at the bottom of Tezvov Amid Beis.